I think it's a frightfully good idea, said Lady Ramkin. Well done, that ape! Vimes shrugged. The world was mad enough already. What could make it worse? Okay, he said. Okay, I give in. Fine, give him a badge, although I'm damned if I know where he'll wear it. Fine, yes, why not? You all right, Captain? Said Colon, all concerned. Fine, fine, welcome to the new watch, snapped Vimes, striding vaguely round the room. Great, after all, we pay peanuts, don't we? So we might as well employ a monkey. The sergeant's hand slapped respectfully across Vimes's mouth. Just one thing, Captain, said Colon urgently to Vimes' astonished eyes. You don't use the M word. Gets right up his nose, sir. He can't help it. He loses all self-control, like a red rag to a what's-her-name, sir. Ape is all right, sir, but not the M word. Because, sir, when he gets angry, he doesn't just go and sulk, sir, if you get my drift. He's no trouble apart from that, sir, all right? Just don't say monkey. Oh, shit! The brethren were nervous. He'd heard them talking. Things were moving too fast for them. He thought he'd led them into the conspiracy a bit at a time, never giving them more truth than their little brains could cope with. But he'd still overestimated them. A firm hand was needed. Firm, but fair. "Brothers," said the Supreme Grand Master, "are the cuffs of veracity duly enhanced?"
"What?" said Brother Watchtower, vaguely.
"Oh, the cuffs! Yeah, enhanced, right."
"And the martlets of beckoning, are they fittingly divested?"
Brother Plasterer gave a guilty start.
"Me? What? Oh, fine, no problem. Divested, yes."
The Supreme Grand Master paused.
"Brothers," he said softly, "we are so near. Just once more, just a few hours. Once more, and the world is ours. Do you understand, brothers?"
Brother Plasterer shuffled a foot.
"Well," he said, "I mean, of course, yes. No fears about that. Behind you, 110%.
He's going to say only, thought the Supreme Grand Master.
Only, ah.
We, that is, all of us, we've been... odd, really. You feel so different, don't you, after summoning the dragon. Sort of,
cleaned out, said Brother Plasterer, helpfully.
Yes, like it's sort of...
Brother Watchtower struggled with the serpents of self-expression.
Taking something out of you.
Sucked dry, said Brother Plasterer.
Yes, like he said, and we... well, it's maybe... it's a bit risky.
Like stuff's been dragged from your actual living brain by eldritch creatures from beyond, said Brother Plasterer.
I'd have said more like a bit of a sick headache myself, said Brother Watchtower helplessly. And we was wondering, you know, about all this stuff about cosmic balance and that, because... well, look what happened to poor old Dunnikin. Could be a bit of a judgment.
It was just a maddened crocodile hidden in a flower bed, said the Supreme Grand Master. It could have happened to anyone. I understand your feelings, however.
You do? Said Brother Watchtower.
Oh, yes. They're only natural. All the greatest wizards feel a little ill at ease before undertaking a great work such as this.
The brethren preened themselves. Great wizards. That's us.
Yeah.
But in a few hours, it'll be over, and I am sure that the king will reward you handsomely. The future will be glorious.
This normally did the trick. It didn't appear to be working this time.
But the dragon,
Brother Watchtower began.
There won't be any dragon. We won't need it. Look, said the Supreme Grand Master. It's quite simple. The lad will have a marvellous sword. Everyone knows kings have marvellous swords.
This would be the marvellous sword you've been telling us about, would it?
Said Brother Plasterer.
And when it touches the dragon, said the Supreme Grand Master, it'll be vroom.
Yeah, they do that, said Brother Doorkeeper. My uncle kicked a swamp dragon once. He found it eating his pumpkins. Damn thing nearly took his leg off.
The Supreme Grand Master sighed. A few more hours, yes, and then no more of this. The only thing he hadn't decided was whether to let them alone, who'd believe them after all, or send the guard to arrest them for being terminally stupid.
No, he said patiently, I mean the dragon will vanish. We'll have sent it back,
End of Dragon.